This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Valdoxan. Active ingredient, agomelatine, pronounced agomelatine. This leaflet provides important information about using Valdoxan. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Valdoxan. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Valdoxan? Valdoxan contains the active ingredient agomelatine. Valdoxan is used in the treatment of depression and the prevention of relapse of depression. Valdoxan is also used in the treatment of generalized anxiety disorder. The symptoms of depression vary from one person to another, but a depressive episode commonly includes persistent sadness, loss of interest in favorite activities, feelings of worthlessness, sleep problems, feeling of being slowed down, feelings of anxiety, or changes in appetite and weight. Changes in your daily sleep and appetite patterns are examples of disturbances of your body clock that occur commonly in depression. Generalized anxiety disorder is a chronic feeling of excessive worry or nervousness and difficulties to control them. It is commonly associated with increased irritability, sleep disturbances, concentration difficulties, and physical symptoms such as fatigue or muscle tension. Valdoxan can help regulate your body clock, circadian rhythm with positive benefits on mood and sleep in depression and/or anxiety. Your doctor may prescribe Valdoxan for another purpose other than the treatment of your depression and/or anxiety. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Valdoxan has been prescribed for you. Valdoxan is not addictive. Valdoxan does not cause discontinuation symptoms on stopping treatment and can be stopped without the need to taper dose. In clinical studies, Valdoxan had no effect on sexual function. Valdoxan is not recommended for children, adolescents, under 18 years old, or elderly patients with major depression aged 75 or older, with generalized anxiety aged over 65. What should I know before I use Valdoxan? There are some people who shouldn't take Valdoxan. Please read the list below. If you think any of these situations apply to you, or you have any questions, please see your doctor. Warnings. Do not use Valdoxan if you are allergic to agomelatine, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You suffer from liver disease, or you know your liver does not work properly, hepatic impairment. Routine blood tests show levels of liver enzymes have increased to more than 3 times the upper limit of normal. You are currently taking fluvoxamine, a medicine used in the treatment of depression, or ciprofloxacin, an antibiotic used to treat infections. You have an allergy to Valdoxan, or any of the ingredients, including lactose listed at the end of this leaflet. The packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. The expiry date, EXP printed on the pack, has passed. Before you start to use Valdoxan, a routine blood test should be performed before treatment to check how your liver is functioning. If you have increased levels of liver enzymes, your doctor will decide if Valdoxan is right for you. You may be at risk of liver problems if you are overweight, obese, or have diabetes, or if you are taking medicines known to affect your liver. Ask your doctor if you are unsure which medicines these might be. Tell your doctor if you have ever experienced or develop an episode of bipolar disorder, mania, or hypomania, extreme upward mood swings, or irritable mood. Your doctor should be made aware if you have a history of dementia. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant, plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Talk to your doctor about how much alcohol you drink. People who drink excessive quantities of alcohol should not take Valdoxan. Excessive alcohol may cause liver problems and may make depression or anxiety worse. Tell your doctor if you are smoking more than 15 cigarettes slash day. If you have any doubts or questions about taking Valdoxan, consult with your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have ever experienced or develop an episode of bipolar disorder, mania, or hypomania, extreme upward mood swings, or irritable mood. Have a history of dementia. Are pregnant, plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Drink alcohol. People who drink excessive quantities of alcohol should not take Valdoxan. Excessive alcohol may cause liver problems and may make depression or anxiety worse. Are smoking more than 15 cigarettes slash day. Have any doubts or questions about taking Valdoxan, consult with your doctor. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Valdoxan and affect how it works. Medicines that may increase the effect of Valdoxan include fluvoxamine, a medicine used in the treatment of depression; ciprofloxacin, an antibiotic used to treat infections; propranolol, a medicine sometimes used to treat heart problems. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Valdoxan. How do I use Valdoxan? Always take Valdoxan exactly as your doctor has told you. You should check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure how much to take. The usual dose of Valdoxan is one tablet in the evening at bedtime. In some cases, your doctor may prescribe two tablets, 50 mg, to be taken together in the evening at bedtime. You should not take more than the maximum recommended dose of two tablets, i.e., 50 mg daily. Do not change your dose without the advice of your doctor, even if you feel better. Current experience with Valdoxan to treat depression or anxiety shows that treatment for at least 6 months or longer provides the best opportunity of long-term recovery. When to take Valdoxan? Always take Valdoxan exactly as your doctor has told you. You should check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure. Swallow Valdoxan tablets whole with some water in the evening at bedtime. Valdoxan can be taken with or without food. How long to take Valdoxan? Current experience with Valdoxan to treat depression or anxiety shows that treatment for at least 6 months or longer provides the best opportunity of long-term recovery. With Valdoxan, some people may experience improvements within 2 to 4 weeks of starting treatment. As people respond differently to medications, do not become discouraged if you do not notice a difference right away. Continue taking Valdoxan until your doctor advises you to stop. Even when you're feeling better, your doctor would usually continue to give you Valdoxan for some time to help to prevent your depression or anxiety from returning. When you and your doctor have decided to stop Valdoxan, there is no need to taper the dose, as Valdoxan does not cause discontinuation symptoms after stopping treatment. If you forget to take Valdoxan, Valdoxan should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you forget to take your Valdoxan, skip the dose you missed, take your next planned treatment at the usual dose any usual time, then continue as normal. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. To avoid confusion, it is recommended that you leave the tablet you missed in the tablet strip and continue on with the next day's tablet as indicated on the tablet strip calendar. The calendar printed on the tablet strip should help you remember when you last took a Valdoxan tablet. It is also a good reminder of how much Valdoxan you have left, so you can get your prescription refilled if you need to. If you use too much Valdoxan, it is important that you do not take more Valdoxan tablets than your doctor has prescribed. If you think that you have used too much Valdoxan, you may need urgent medical attention. The experience of overdoses with Valdoxan is limited, but reported symptoms may include stomach pain, drowsiness, tiredness, agitation, anxiety, dizziness, bluish discoloration of the skin or mucous membranes, and/or a general feeling of being unwell. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. If anyone accidentally swallows any of your Valdoxan tablets, call your nearest Poisons Information Center for advice, Australian telephone 1-3-1-1-2-6, or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital. Keep the telephone number for these places handy whilst taking any medications. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Valdoxan? Your liver function. Valdoxan is processed by the liver. Before you started taking Valdoxan, a blood test was required to check your liver function. While you are taking Valdoxan, you will need further blood tests to check your liver continues to function properly. These tests should be performed before the start of treatment and before a dose increase to 50 milligrams. Dose should only be increased by your doctor, and then around 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 12 weeks and 24 weeks. These blood test results will help your doctor decide whether Valdoxan is suitable for you. Valdoxan may sometimes affect the results of these blood tests. You may also have tests to check that your liver is working properly. If you start to take medicines that interfere with how the body processes Valdoxan, talk to your doctor about how much alcohol you drink. Things you should do to make sure you have the best opportunity of long-term recovery: continue to take Valdoxan as long as your doctor recommends you to. Tell your doctor if you have previously experienced a bipolar disorder or develop an episode of extreme upward mood swings or irritable mood. Check with your doctor that your liver function tests are done as described in the Your Liver Function section above. Seek advice from your doctor immediately if you develop signs or symptoms of potential liver problems, such as dark urine, light-colored feces, yellow skin or eyes, pain in your upper right abdomen, new onset and unexplained fatigue. Your doctor may advise you to stop taking Valdoxan. Tell your doctor immediately if you become pregnant while taking Valdoxan. Tell all doctors, dentists, and healthcare professionals who are treating you that you are taking Valdoxan. Do not take any other medications, whether they require a prescription or not, without first telling your doctor that you are taking Valdoxan, as sometimes the action of one medicine may interfere with another. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not taken your medicine exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may think that it was not effective and change your treatment unnecessarily. Tell your doctor if you feel the tablets are not helping your condition. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. If you're being treated for depression, be sure to discuss with your doctor any problems you may have and how you feel, especially any feelings of severe sadness or bursts of unusual energy or anger. Call your doctor straight away. If you have any thoughts about suicide or doing harm to yourself, call your doctor immediately and also contact someone you trust. All thoughts or talk about suicide or violence towards others or yourself are serious. Such thoughts may even occur after commencing antidepressant treatment, particularly before the full antidepressant effect is seen. Such thoughts are more likely to occur in young adults under 25 years of age. If you or someone you know is showing any of the following common warning signs, either contact your doctor or healthcare professional or go to the nearest hospital for treatment. Worsening of symptoms of depression or anxiety. Thoughts or talk about death or suicide. Thoughts or talk about self-harm or doing harm to others. Any recent attempts of self-harm. An increase in aggressive behavior, irritability, or agitation. If someone you know shows any of these symptoms, suggest they urgently contact a healthcare professional. In addition to talking to your doctor, confidential support and counseling services are available in Australia from Lifeline by calling 13 11 14. You may find it helpful to tell a relative or close friend that you are depressed or anxious and ask them to read this leaflet. You might ask them to tell you if they think your symptoms are getting worse or if they are worried about changes in your behavior. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly. You should not take Valdoxan together with certain medications. See also under when you must not take Valdoxan, such as fluvoxamine, another medicine used in the treatment of depression, or ciprofloxacin, an antibiotic. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem similar to yours, or if they have the same condition as you. Driving or using machines. As with all medications used to treat depression or anxiety, you should make sure that you know how you react to Valdoxan before you drive or operate machinery. Speak to your doctor if you have any concerns. Drinking alcohol. It is recommended to avoid drinking alcohol while taking any antidepressant, including Valdoxan. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Talk to your doctor about how much alcohol you drink. People who drink excessive quantities of alcohol should not take Valdoxan. Excessive alcohol may cause liver problems and may make depression or anxiety worse. Looking after your medicine. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. When to discard your medicine. Discard the medicine when the expiry date, EXP printed on the pack, has passed. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. Valdoxan is usually well tolerated, however all medications may have unwanted effects in some people. Increases in liver enzymes, and rarely inflammation of the liver, have been observed in some patients treated with Valdoxan. When Valdoxan was discontinued in these patients, the increases in liver enzymes usually returned to normal levels. This is why your doctor has asked you to have routine blood tests. Some people taking Valdoxan have reported the following side effects, which may relate to Valdoxan: their depression, anxiety, general health, or to any of their other treatment. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Do not be alarmed, you may not experience any of these. Other unwanted effects have been uncommonly reported, and you should ask your doctor or pharmacist if you want to know more. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Severe liver reactions, especially with excessive alcohol consumption and/or with any other medication processed by the liver, e.g. Valdoxan. Symptoms of severe liver reactions may include yellow coloring of the skin or whites of the eyes, jaundice, abnormal bleeding or bruising, confusion, loss of consciousness, or hallucinations. Severe allergic reaction exists with any medication. The following are general signs and symptoms of an allergic reaction: itching, skin rash, or hives, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Psychiatric disorders. Agitation, irritability, restlessness, aggressive behavior. Mania/hypomania, see also under, before you start to take Valdoxan. Suicidal thoughts, or behavior. Nightmares. Confusion. Hallucinations. Anxiety. Nervous system disorders. Headache. Migraine. Dizziness. Abnormal dreams. Sleepiness. Somnolence. Difficulty in sleeping. Insomnia. Pins and needles in the fingers and toes. Paresthesia. Restless legs syndrome. A disorder that is characterized by an uncontrollable urge to move the legs. Inability to remain still, due to physical and mental unrest. Eye disorders. Blurred vision. Hear disorders. Ringing in the ears. Gastrointestinal disorders. Feeling sick, nausea, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, vomiting. Liver disorders. Increased levels of liver enzymes in your blood. Hepatitis, yellow coloration of the skin or the whites of the eyes, jaundice, hepatic failure. Isolated cases of death or liver transplantation have been reported in patients with hepatic risk factors. Skin and subcutaneous tissue disorders. Eczema, pruritus, urticaria, hives, excessive sweating, hyperhidrosis, serious skin eruption, erythematous rash, face edema, swelling and angioedema, swelling of the face, lips, tongue and or throat that may cause difficulty in breathing or swallowing, musculoskeletal and connective tissue disorders, back pain, muscle pain, kidney and urinary disorders, inability to completely empty the bladder, general disorders, weight increased, weight decreased, tiredness. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you don't understand something in this list. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Valdoxan contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Agomelatine. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Maize starch. Povidone. Sodium starch glycolate. Stearic acid. Magnesium stearate. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Hypromellose. Iron oxide yellow. Glycerol. Macrogol 6000 and titanium dioxide. Shellac. Indigo carmine and propylene glycol. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Valdoxan looks like. Valdoxan is registered on the Australian Register of Therapeutic Goods and has the Australian Register number, OSTAR 159712. Valdoxan 25 mg film coated tablets are oblong, orange yellow with blue imprint of the company logo on one side. Valdoxan 25 mg tablets are contained in a foil blister strip with a calendar printed on the blister to help you remember when you last took a tablet of Valdoxan. Who distributes Valdoxan? Valdoxan is a product discovered by Servier Research International. It is distributed in Australia by Servier Laboratories, Ost, Pty, Limited, Building 9, Level 4, 588 A Swan Street, Burnley, 31211, Victoria, Telephone 1-800-153-590, Internet, www.server.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in May 2, 2022.